Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, from whence all blessings flow. I bring you greetings from Noonday Ministry. My pastor is Elber Franklin Brown, and my assistant is co-pastor Ethel Brown. To all the members, we are located at 501 West Delaware Avenue in Deland, Florida. I just thank and praise God because He is so good. And His grace and His mercy and His compassion for His people. We got a lot to praise God for. God is a God that never fails. God is a God that will never let you down. God is a God that will never disappoint you. You can put all your trust in Him, all your confidence, all your hope, all your desire in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is none like Him. It's no comparison. Even with all this technology going on and whatever, going to the moon and all that, it's no comparison. Because the earth belongs to the Lord and the fullness thereof. He allowed them to do these things because He's God all by Himself. And He has shown it to me over and over and over and over. Ever how lift your eyes unto the hill, from whence cometh your help? All your help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. There's none like Him. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like the Lord. No matter what, no matter how good to they are to you, no matter how they treat you, they cannot do you like the Lord. There's no comparison of what God can do. He wants to bless you. He don't want to harm you. Jeremiah said, I know the thoughts He think towards me, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give me hope and give me a future. In other words, my word, something to look forward to. When you wake up in the morning, it's a miracle. Because He allow you, He touches you to wake up. No alarm clock don't wake you up. It be the hand of Jesus that wakes us up. He is awesome. To know Him, get to know Jesus and all the things that He can do for you, all the promises that He made unto His people. If we just take heed and hold on to His unchanging hand, hold on to the promise He made, because He will never disappoint you or let you down. I should have bought me some water, but I didn't. Sometimes my allergy be acting up, but God is still good. Gonna have a short prayer. Then we're gonna go into the Word. Father God Almighty, I come before You present. Lord God, I just thank You for everything. Thank You for being God all by Yourself. I thank You how You woke us all up this morning. And I'm a right man. Had activity, I believe. Able to move about. Lord, my prayer is for the United States of America. I pray for the leaders of this nation. Lord, send us leaders that know You and will stand on what is right and not show them what is wrong. God, I just praise Your name. because you're worthy to be praised. I magnify you. You're an awesome God. You're a mighty God. You're a prayer-hearing God. You're a faithful God. You're a merciful God. You're a good God. You're kind. You're loving. And you endure all the wrong done that we have done. You are long-suffering. And I just said, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for my leader in my church home, which is noonday. Is my church home. And I'm so thankful and grateful that I met the people that I have that are there. Because, Lord God, they are awesome. They are loving. And they are kind. Now, Pastor, I can't say enough about Elder Brown and Co-Pastor Ethel Brown. They is awesome. This Sunday I walked in, they didn't know me. He knew I was a minister. He came up to me and said, will you do the prayer? Then the next, when I left there, he said, next Sunday will you come back and bring the message? And I thank God for that. Had enough confidence, Lord, in me to ask me to bring your message. And, Lord, don't let me disappoint you this time. Take over, Lord. Decrease as I decrease. Not my words, but yours. Lord, I just continue to praise your name. Lord God, I can't praise you enough for all that you have brought us through, Lord God. And you're still bringing us through. You're God all by yourself. Lord, and I just thank you for all that you are doing in my life. Lord God, now, Lord, let the words in my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable unto you, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In the name of Jesus, I ask all these blessings. We're going to talk a little today about growing through temptation. Oh, Lord. We have to grow through temptation. Temptation is a desire to do something wrong, enticement, attraction, draw, and pull. You can't do it by yourself. You know what you need to overcome temptation? You need the Holy Ghost. You need Jesus. And he will show you how to temptation through his word. We're going to James 1:12-15. And he said, blessed is the man who endures temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them who love him. When he is tempted, can't say, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempts he any man. Ain't no way God gonna tell you to do anything wrong. When you hear that voice telling you, when God is speaking to you and the enemy is trying to override you with what he wants you to do, don't you listen to him, because he ain't up for no good. That's the enemy. But every man, when he is tempted, when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticement, then when lust is conceited, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Don't fall into that trap. Temptation satisfies. It simply provides the choice. That's what it does. Provide a choice. Right or wrong. Good or evil. You make the choice. Let the Holy Spirit make the choice. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. And then you make a choice. Temptation is Satan's primary weapon to destroy you. John 10:10 said, the thief come not but far to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus came. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. That's what the Lord come, that you may have spiritual life. Let your life be wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Satan, he wants to steal your joy, your peace. But Isaiah said, if you keep your mind stayed on him, meaning God, he will keep you and perfect peace. And God's word is true. God cannot lie. You can stand on the word of God because it is true. He want to steal your happiness, want to keep you down in the dump, sad, don't know what to do, what to say, where to go, when to go. But God wants to develop you. Every time you choose to do God good instead of sin, you are growing in the character of Christ. The most concise description of his character is the fruit of the Spirit. Do we as saints have the fruit of the Spirit? When the Holy Spirit controls our lives, he will produce this kind of fruit in us: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, and gentleness. And self, most of all, self-control. Growing through temptation. We have to grow. Don't let the enemy tell you what to do. Don't follow him. He's going to lead you to destruction. That's all he came to do. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, the 13th verse, there has no temptation taken you but such as is still common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. God give you a way out. Say no to the enemy. When he throw all these nice things, so he think, in front of you, Don't go for it. He leading you out there so you can either be killed or destroyed. Either or. God developed the fruit of the Spirit in your life by allowing you to experience circumstances in which you are tempted to express the exact opposite quantity, character, development. Always involves a choice. Patience provides the opportunity. God teaches us love by putting some unlovely people around us. Your love will be tested. It takes no character to love people who are lovely and loving to you. God teaches us real joy in the midst of sorrow. When we turn to Him, happiness depends on external circumstances, but joy is based on your relationship to God. We learn real peace by choosing trust God. That's when you learn real peace. God know that we're not going to be able to bear all this stuff, that we're going to have trials and tribulation. He knows we're going to go through it. But then He tells us to cast all our cares upon Him because He cares for you and me. God is awesome. You can't claim to be good if you have been tempted to be bad. You can't claim to be faithful if you have never had the opportunity to be unfaithful. Integrity is built by defeating the temptation to be dishonest. How temptation works? Satan is entirely predictable. And I know that from experience. He brings the same thing to you over and over again. He have used the same strategy and old tricks since creation. And that was a lie. He used that with Adam and Eve and the Garden of Eden. All temptation follow the same pattern. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 2:11, Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. He have tried to tempt Jesus. What make you think that he won't try to do this to us? Temptation starts when Satan suggests with a thought. That's when it starts. We think temptation lies around us, but it begins within us. Temptation always starts in the mind, putting things in your mind. Fear have a choice. Say no to temptation. God is not going to put no more on you than what you're able to bear. You can bear it because you have the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of you. Romans 7:8 says, Paul said, for I know that is in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. Flesh itself, doing what you want to do, saying what you want to say, going where you want to go, drinking what you want to drink, smoking what you want to smoke, all that stuff. No good thing, not good for you. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Not if I do that I would not do, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwells in me. We have the spirit of God and the spirit of Satan, and they in conflict with one another, one against one another. But you listen to God's voice, the Holy Spirit, when it speaks to you. Temptation works. Step one, Satan identifies a desire inside of you. Step two is doubt. Doubting God's word. Doubting what God can do. Instead of letting God bring you out any situation, you rely on the enemy. He done put you in there. But then you rely on God to bring you out. And God, through his grace and his mercy and his love for you, he bring you out. He knows some of us is ignorant, gonna make mistakes, gonna do what we wanna do, say what we wanna say. God already know that. But he will forgive. 1 John said, I think it's the 9th verse, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. That's just what God will do. Step three is deception. He want to deceive you. And he do with so many. Satan is incapable of telling the truth. And is called father of lies. That should tell you something. And that is scripture. Step four is disobedience. When we fail to obey the word of God, then we find ourselves in trouble. Obedience is better than sacrifice. God loves obedience. Joshua, he was obedient. Moses, he was reluctant, but he was obedient. So many of God's prophets and disciples. He done already told us, if you want to be my disciple, you just got to deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. Some of us want to follow him sometime. Sometime. When I feel like it, I'll go to church. If I don't feel like it, I'm going to stay at home. I got things to do. You're not putting God first. You need to wake up. You need to wake up. The world need to wake up. God is trying to tell us something, and we're not getting the message. Overcoming temptation. James said in 4:7, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Satan, get behind me. You're not going to deceive me. You're a liar. You're the father of lies. How can I trust you? Can I trust you when I know what your game is? You can't trust Satan. You know what his game is. Temptation is a sign that Satan hates you. Request God help. Heaven has, and this is my saying, a 24-hour emergency hotline. Psalm says, David said, that's 15:15. Say, he say, call on me, meaning the Lord, in times of trouble, and I will rescue you, and you will honor me. That is awesome. That is some word. Some word. God, he is awesome. I want to tell you to get to know God. The Holy Spirit come into your life. Ask the Holy Spirit to come into your life. And it will lead you, guide you, teach you, it'll keep you from falling. That you may be presented now to him that will keep you from falling and present you faultless before the throne. He's the only wise God. that can keep you from falling. You can't keep yourself. You don't have enough, but the Holy Spirit will keep you from falling. Anyone that wants to see God, you got not only be hearers of the word, but you got to be doers of the word. Be obedient to the word of God. It will not steer you wrong. It will not steer you wrong. Jesus paid, confessed, for our sins. He didn't have to do it, but he did it anyway. He looked beyond our fault and seen and met our need. And our need was for him to come down from glory, pay the price for our sins. And he did that by dying on the hill of Calvary. On the sins of the whole world was on him. And he was hanging there on that cross. He said, Father, why have you forsaken me? He didn't forsake his son. He forsake sin because sin stinks in his nostrils. Sin separate us from God. That he won't hear. Come back. Come boldly before the throne of grace. Ask God to forgive you of all your sin, all your wrong done, all your lying, all your stealing, all your killing, all your backbiting, all your fornication, all your adultery. Take it to him. Ask him. And he will forgive you. Because that's why Jesus died. But you know what? Death could not hold him in the ground. Death couldn't keep him there. Oh, death, where is your stain? Oh, grave, where is your victory? You had no victory. You had no victory. Tell me he was there 3 days. He got up early and said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in the earth. That lets you know if you're going to serve, you should serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Be faithful to him. Be obedient to him. And he will hear and answer your prayer. Be a humble person, not high-minded, because he will resist the pride and give grace to the humble. I just thank God for this message drawn through temptation. May God bless you and may God keep you. May heaven smile upon you. If you run with God, he will run with you. I will be back here next Tuesday at 2 p.m. So those that are listening, tune in. God bless.